everybody, and welcome to the show. Fitness, endurance racing, that is in my blood. And my involvement has been kind of in stages. From age 23 to age 35, I ran marathons. My PR was 3 hours and 27 minutes at the Skylon International Marathon in Buffalo, New York. It goes from Buffalo to Niagara Falls. So it starts in the U.S. and finishes in Canada. From age 35 to 58, I competed in more than 100 triathlons, three of them Ironman distance. And then the last dozen years or so, I discovered the trails and ultra marathons, 6 100-mile quests, not all successful, several 50 milers, 50 kilometer trail races later, I still compete, which was why I started at 8 a.m. on the last Saturday of April in the OutRun 24-hour trail race, along with nearly 170 other stubborn, determined people. Let's pick things up when I'm well into the race. What you're hearing? The sounds of my feet, my shoes on the trails here at Chapin Forest, running a 24-hour ultramarathon. I'm 19 miles in. About 4 hours and 20 minutes in. Mr. Semek?
Hey, how you doing, John?
I had a goal of running 100 miles in 24 hours. That's a little far-fetched. I have finished a 100-mile race, but that was a point-to-point type of a race. This is on a one-mile trail loop here at Chapin Forest. So every time you cross the mat, your lap is recorded electronically. All of your aid stuff is by the start-finish line in the tent. So it's pretty convenient. It's a little different than what I was used to when I would say start at Squire's Castle in Willoughby and run all the way down to Cuyahoga Falls through all the metro parks to run the Burning River 100. So I'm just having a good time. It's a cool day. It's overcast, very slight rain, and I'll be checking in with you every so often. See you later. In this race was Connie Gardner, who had set an American women's record for miles run in 24 hours back in 2012, 149 miles. She was voted Ultra Runner of the Year, won so many races over the course of her career. And the beauty of ultras is you share the trail with the legends. And of course, there's that brotherhood and sisterhood to all of this suffering. Hey gang, it's update time. We're now 25 miles in. Just over 6 hours. The temperature here has been consistent and it's been great. There have been instances where you just walk the fairly steeper part and then you run easy in some part, and then there's some slight downhills where you can get a decent amount of foot stride turnover and make time. And the beautiful part about this is that I can get everything I need at the start-finish line. I've got a tent with my buddy Mike Schaefer, and the bride's been here when I started, and she came back at noon about 4 hours in and brought me some coffee and a few things that were perfect for me. Ibuprofen, hello. And then go from there. But clearly a different vibe from the point to points. than I've been used to. I actually like it. So we'll check back with you guys later.
Attack these events either with a solitary focus, you can blot out the other individuals and get lost into your own thoughts, or you can embrace the fact that you can make new friends and learn about what brings them to such an event. Well, sometimes a conversation can help you work your way past some kind of a nagging muscle pain, and invariably what was crushing your world at, say, mile 30 would work itself out. Until, of course, something else popped up.
Good job, buddy.
Thanks.
Good job.
Thanks, you too.
What's your goal?
40.
40?
Yeah.
Good job.
I had to stop so I could drink my ginger ale. I really can't walk and drink.
Cool.
Yeah. Let's see, this will be 25.
25? Okay.
I have 40 or whatever.
How about you?
I just hit 30.
Nice.
My goal is 69.
Oh, wow. Nice.
That's my age, so.
Oh, perfect.
Yep.
Good for you.
Thank you. So hopefully if I keep the brisk walking.
Yeah.
Into the dark, and then I'll manage myself from there to see.
Right.
Do the math, you know. Yeah. So,
the muscle memory kicks in.
Muscle memory.
Catch that, bud.
It rained slightly, and the temperatures were just perfect for running. So I would see Rick Holman of Hudson pass me every so often. Rick would go on to run 121 miles. Rick would win the race. And a woman from Alabama, first name was Stacy, she would zip past every so often. She notched 101 miles for the event, and she was the women's champion. Meanwhile, I just kept my focus.
Quick update. Kind of windy now. Things have warmed up a little bit. I got rid of my jacket. I'm just in a t-shirt now, and I'm 34 and a half miles into this thing, and we're 8 hours and 32 minutes into it. And my goal, as I said before, it's been adjusted. I'm going to do 69. That's my age. Do one more for 70, since I'll be turning 70 in about 2 months. That's what I'm shooting for. I'm on pace for that, provided I go the full 24 hours. But that's always something that can be adjusted. There are stretches where you do walk, but you can keep a good clip that way. You walk the uphills, you run the downhills, and you go as fast as you can without killing yourself. And I'm hydrated very well, and I've eaten plenty as well. So that's my update. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You guys have a good one. I'll check back with you later. Hey, gang, I'm back, and I can confirm from multiple sources that the best thing in the world to have after you've already run 35 miles in an ultra marathon is a Big Mac. Kudos to the bride for bringing it here. Me and my buddy Mike sat down and had our Big Macs, and now I'm back on the trails. Still keeping with the goal of getting to my age. I'll say 70 because I'm a month and a half away from it. Other than that, it's a beautiful day. The sun is broken out of the clouds here, and it's good weather at Chapin Forest in Kirtland. Thanks to Zach and the great people that put on this race. I really enjoy the whole format, and I've met so many people. I'll try to introduce you to a few of them before this pod's done. All right, guys, see you in a bit.
sustenance in an ultra race is to each person's personal taste. Some like gels and are methodical about taking them. I'll go for bananas, pretzels, oranges, PB&J, good old peanut butter and jelly, and solid food like, well, of course, the aforementioned Big Mac that the bride brought me. Of course, water and rehydration drinks, they're very, very essential. In point-to-point races, you carry a lot of water. You've got a couple of bottles with you, and oftentimes you have a hydration vest as well that has a pouch where you can also get water from. But this was a super convenient race for me because my next drink was only one lap away.
We're 40 miles in.
Yeah.
Beautiful night. And I have met Bridget. I don't think we met before.
No, this is first time.
But you've done 100 mile races.
I've done one.
And you wanted to compete in this for what reason?
Oh, actually, this is my sixth time.
So you do the 024 format. It's more comfortable for you?
Oh, I love it. It's
okay. Why do you like it?
Because there's no really thinking involved. Know exactly where the aid station is.
Right up my alley.
Yeah. And the restroom. There's nothing but one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, and that's why I've really enjoyed it. I don't know if I shared with you before we rolled tape here, but I remember doing a ultra last year, and in the span of only running up to mile 32 on the course, I got lost twice.
Oh, jeez.
Added on another 2 to 3 miles to it. So this is perfect. It's like
no chance of getting lost.
No chance of getting lost. We've got a 1 mile loop. We've got the refreshments and all your aid stuff right there by the Hobart Road shelter. It's spectacular.
So spectacular is a great word. Absolutely.
So what brought you to long distance running, ultra running, Bridget?
Oh gosh. I think once I had a couple marathons under my belt.
Uh-huh.
I had heard about a 50K.
Okay.
And then I trained up for it, and then of course you start meeting people that do way more than a 50K.
Yes.
And it seems like once you push yourself,
uh-huh,
it comes natural.
You're good, buddy.
Seek more and more.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. Well, you're on track to meet your goal.
I hope so.
I'm on track to meet mine, but
I guess all I got to do is chase you.
You got to. Hold me to the fire, and I'll hold you to the fire.
That sounds great.
And that'll keep us warm, because it's going to be a cool night.
Yeah, it might get kind of chilly.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you on tape.
Oh, awesome.
And thanks for being on Tellage Talks.
Oh, thanks, John.
Bridget Walker ended up with 73 miles. Great job, Bridget. Also, in a race this long, you can have a pacer. My friend, Dr. Richard Schlenk, got me around dusk, and then he led me from roughly mile 45 to mile 60. He ran about 15 miles, and Richard was just absolutely fantastic. We chatted about a ton of things along the way, including the race that he, Wild Bill Wagner, and Jim Van Orman are putting on to benefit Forest Hills Park on May the 13th. Schlenk was exacting towards me about drinking enough fluids. I hadn't peed yet, but after his urging around mile 51 or 2, I drank more and then I peed, and it was close to normal color. It was a pale color. That's a good sign, even though I had been taking maybe up to 4 to 5 ibuprofen throughout the race. My great running friend, Mike Schaefer, was the goodwill ambassador all day long. He had been under the weather for a while, just a few weeks previous, and was climbing out of that difficult time. So he just kept plodding along, smiling away, notching mile after mile, making more friends. But make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, if fully healthy, Mike Schaefer would have run me into the ground.
You're doing excellent.
I feel good.
Good, you look good.
It is now 16 hours and 8 minutes in, and I am at the 58 mile mark, and I'm pinpointing 70. So I've been blessed to have Rich Schlenk be my pacer for a good chunk, a good 4.5 hours now. He's going to take me to 60, And then I'm just going to make it on home, no matter how slow it takes to get to 70. That is your update, ladies and germs. Have yourself a good day.
Once I hit mile 60, my pace slowed quite a bit. In fact, the downhills were somewhat painful as my quads were absolutely screaming. At times, I looked like a character from The Walking Dead, but that's okay. The goal was getting closer and closer and closer.
Good morning once again. How are you guys doing? It's 3:30 in the morning. I started this 24-hour trail ultramarathon at 8 a.m. And I mentioned to you guys that my goal was to run 70 miles, which would be my age in the middle of June. And I'm happy to say I'm just three laps away from getting to that 70 mark. So far so good. Slowed down quite a bit since the earlier pattern. And I've got a few minor injuries that I'm kind of working my way through. But I will be able to stride to the finish line in a matter of about an hour or so. That's it. All's well here at Chapin Forest.
Three laps later, I closed out my competition, as did Mike Schaefer. I had run 70 miles. I was satisfied to meet this goal. The bride was there to greet us. She's been my main crew on all of these 100-mile races, schlepping all over Northeast Ohio to give me aid from Willoughby to Brecksville to the Cuyahoga Valley National Park and all over Northeast Ohio. I shared in this accomplishment with her.
All right, we're rounding the bend here, Michael. The end of everything. Hey, babe. So, thank you, Mike. 20 hours.
Awesome.
20 hours, 56 minutes.
Hey, here we are.
Woo-hoo.
Hello, Jen.
All right. Hi, babe.
Good job, John.
Good job.
Thanks. Oh, gosh.
So you don't want to go for another one?
Yeah, I'm done.
Done.
What am I, 250?
250 and 258.
250, 258. We are done. Thank you very much for everything tonight. 250? What's that?
44 laps.
44 for him, yes. 70 for me at number 250.
What was the guy's name just came
through? That was Mike Schaefer.
Yeah, somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys are all set.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you to Zach Johnson and the great crew that put on this race. Northeast Ohio is so blessed to have so many great parks and trails in which to run. There's an inexhaustible supply, places for great adventure. And speaking of that, after a week of resting and easy running and eating everything in sight, I'm excited to see what's the next adventure. I'll constantly strive and train to see what I am made of, no matter how old I get. Thanks to you for listening, everybody. I appreciate it so much, and we will see you somewhere on the trails on the next Telich Talks.